to Cuba, where the highest-level U.S. delegation to visit that communist island in 3 decades is in its second day of talks with Cuban officials, part of that effort to normalize relations between the longtime foes. Among other things, Cuba is demanding that it be removed from a U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism. The U.S. wants Cuba to lift restrictions on American diplomats in Cuba, and it also wants assurances that Cubans will have unfettered access to a future U.S. embassy. And, of course, one of the biggest obstacles, immigration policy. NPR's Carrie Kahn is in Havana. And Carrie, just what's been going on?
Well, this morning, both delegations arrived early this morning to a convention center outside of Havana. You can feel the history being made there. It was quite historical to see the both sides on this long, long conference table about, you know, more than a dozen on each side. These are the sticky talks. These are the ones about reestablishing diplomatic ties. So yeah. I'm sure we'll hear a lot more today on how that's going later in the afternoon when they brief reporters.
Well, the hope is to reestablish embassies, post ambassadors at each other's capitals in the coming months. But talk about immigration, which was discussed yesterday. And the current law is often colloquially referred to as wet foot, dry foot. Just tell us a little bit about that.
It's quite interesting because, you know, here we are all gathered. There's press from all over the world ready for these historic talks. And they sat down to talk about immigration policy, which they do periodically anyway. And the first thing you hear is we agree to disagree. So it's sort of this big buildup, and then it's just the same old thorny issues. The Cubans have great distaste for what is colloquially called wet foot, dry foot policy. And what that is if you are a Cuban coming to the United States and you make it onto the mainland, you, after a year, you can get residency. If you're caught at sea, you're returned to Cuba. And that's what we heard when we were briefed by the head of their delegation, Jose Josefina Vidal. The first thing she said was, this is what is driving, in our opinion, illegal immigration from the island. She also said that it's causing brain drain on the island because Cuba, as you probably know, sends a lot of doctors and professionals and technicians to other third world countries to help out. And they go legally to those countries, and then a lot of people defect and come into the United States.
This accusation of the U.S. causing a brain drain, this is the Cuban Medical Professional Parole Program. Tell us more about that. The Cubans say it encourages doctors to leave.
Right. They say that the entire policy of just the United States granting immediate political asylum and residency after 1 year to Cubans is causing a brain drain on the island. And most of it is from, they say, that doctors or professionals that go to third countries legally from Cuba then defect and head to the United States. And they say it's an incentive to pull their professionals and their intellects from the island. They just don't like the policy, and they say, if you really want to crack down on illegal immigration, why are you giving this preferred status to only one nation in the world? It's just, they think it's ridiculous, and they want an end to it. And the U.S. diplomat that came out said, we stand by our policy, and this is the way it's going to be. And so we agree to disagree. And that was the first day and opening of these historic talks.
Right.
And it was just sort of a scene setter of what's coming ahead.
Well, we still have to get through topics like political prisoners. The U.S. wants to deport thousands of Cubans who've been convicted of crimes in the U.S. Will Cuba accept them?
They did not address that specifically at all. That was a complaint that the U.S. Made and spoke about that they want to get resolved, and the Cubans did not address that. They wanted to express their distaste for this wet foot, dry foot policy that they say is driving illegal immigration out of Cuba.
Well, Carrie Kahn, there you are in Cuba. Have you had a chance to get the feeling of the country about these talks?
It's quite interesting. I was here just a month ago, and when both presidents announced the thawing of relations, and then again yesterday I went out and I was just talking to people, actually queuing up a huge line to get ice cream. And so I had sort of a captive audience there. People are very well tuned into what is going on. Everybody knew that the talks were here. They knew that the American delegation is. What seemed to me was that expectations are incredibly high. They want the embargo lifted. They want to be able to go visit relatives in Florida and in the United States. That's what everybody told me there. They just see it all as positive and very hopeful that this will open travel restrictions and that they can go and travel freely and visit relatives and start receiving goods from the U.S. and that bring more development to the nation. It was difficult to keep talking about the high expectations when you hear how high they are, when those issues are not even on the table today. That's not what they're talking about. They're talking about very mundane details of reestablishing diplomatic ties, of how you would go about opening an embassy, like increasing the number of diplomats that could come to the islands, lifting travel restriction for the diplomats here, things like that. That's what the U.S. wants to talk about. Cuba has much bigger issues.
Well, hope the expectations aren't dashed. NPR's Carrie Kahn in Havana as talks there, historic talks, begin. Carrie, thank you.
You're welcome.